One year ago today, an 8-story factory building in Bangladesh collapsed. More than 1,100 workers were killed in the disaster at Rana Plaza. There was a call after that for safer working conditions, and some of the world's biggest retailers did begin inspecting Bangladesh's factories more aggressively. But other efforts at reform have fallen short. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
When sewing machine operator Aklima Kanam arrived at Rana Plaza last April 24th, some of her co-workers were milling around outside. A visible crack had formed in the building, and people were afraid to go inside. But her boss warned that anyone who didn't get to work wouldn't get paid, so she reluctantly went upstairs.
A half hour after we started work, the electricity went out and they started the backup generator. When they did this, the building collapsed. The roof fell onto a machine and the machine fell onto me. I was trapped there with 3 or 4 coworkers for 12 hours. A man right near me was killed by a falling beam.
One year later, she still suffers from injuries to her chest and head and hasn't been back to work. For Bangladeshis like her, the collapse at Rana Plaza was a watershed moment. Ian Spalding is senior advisor to the Alliance for Bangladesh Worker Safety.
The world changed on April 24th. It really did. And the garment industry here, the government, the stakeholders, the trade union community, and the foreign buyers ultimately recognized that the previous model didn't work.
The clothes made at Rana Plaza were sold to major brands such as Benetton and Zara. After the disaster, many of these retailers signed an accord promising to inspect the factories they use for safety violations and pay for necessary repairs. They have found many fire code violations and, in some buildings, structural problems. Ahmed Moshfiq Mubarak is an associate professor of economics at Yale.
They have sent many inspectors, engineers out because of the realization that if another big event occurs that gets the international press, they know that they're going to have to pull out of Bangladesh.
But most big U.S. retailers, including Walmart and Target, refuse to sign the accord. Instead, they are carrying out their own inspections. And today, two separate and competing teams inspect conditions in thousands of Bangladeshi factories. In some ways, working conditions have improved in the garment sector. In December, the minimum wage was increased. But labor organizer Aleya Akhtar says only about half of factories are paying it.
Some factories are disregarding the law, and if we put pressure on them to increase the wage, they say that they cannot pay the higher wage, and they will shut the factory down if we continue to demand it.
Akhtar says after the Rana Plaza collapse, many families were left without their primary breadwinners. Scott Nova, executive director of the Worker Rights Consortium, says a $40 million compensation fund was set up by the government, the industry, and some retailers. But he says it's less than half full.
There were 1,137 workers who lost their lives, and still to this date, most of the families have not received substantial compensation. And the biggest problem has been the failure of certain key brands and retailers that produced at Rana Plaza to make meaningful contributions to the funds.
The list of companies that have not contributed so far is long and includes JCPenney and Benetton. The bad publicity generated by Rana Plaza left many people in the garment sector worried that big retailers would flee the country. There's no evidence that's happened. Still, Aleya Akhtar says the disaster has taken an emotional toll on the people who work in the industry.
Now when factory workers see a small crack or hear that something is wrong, they run into the street because they're afraid that there will be another disaster. After Rana Plaza, there's always a fear in the workers' minds.
Today, people still come to stare at the Rana Plaza site, even though the rubble has been cleared away and only a big hole remains. There's talk about setting up a memorial one day, but it hasn't yet gotten off the drawing board. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.